Ever wonder how to create a successful B2B podcast? You know, one that actually acquires and retains a substantial following? And once you have it, how do you keep it real time and relevant so it's always speaking to your audience? Podcast Pointers is where you'll get the ins and outs of creating a successful B2B podcast and a plethora of tools you need to help make it manageable. I'm Greg Myers, and as the host of the Leaders in Payments podcast and founder of Podcast 609, I've already navigated through all the what-ifs and if-thens of podcasting. My goal now is to share them with you so you can benefit from my experience. So let's get started.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 2 of Podcast Pointers. My name is Megan Williams, and I'm the content strategist here at Podcast 609, as well as your host for Podcast Pointers. Today, I'm talking with Greg Myers about consistency. So, Greg, when you say consistency, what do you really mean by that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So this might be one of the hardest ones of the keys for success to B2B podcasting is consistency. And I often talk about the three keys: authenticity, consistency, and quality. And it's really, you set this expectation when you launch a podcast, and you do it whether you realize it or not. You set these expectations around consistency of when the show is going to air, how many episodes you're going to do, one a week, one a month, those kinds of things. And you really have to make sure you go into the podcast setting those expectations. And I think when you launch it, you're doing that naturally, and you're going to build an audience by having that consistency. So that's the importance of it, is that if you say, I'm going to launch one every week, then you need to do that. If you say every month, you need to do that. If you launch one every week and then you wait a month and launch another one, you're going to lose a lot of that consistency, obviously, and you're going to lose your audience. They have that expectation that it's coming in the next week, and they start looking out for it. I mean, it doesn't happen when you first launch. It takes a little time to build that. But I think if you go back and look at a lot of podcasts that start and stop, that grow an audience for a little while, then they lose it. Then they gain momentum and then they lose it. Consistency is definitely one of the keys. And I think the thing to think about is not just consistency of timing. I mean, that's incredibly important, but it's also the consistency of the content. And again, that goes to managing expectations. So you can set up a podcast, especially in the B2B world, around a theme. And you can say, hey, I'm going to do these three episodes about this theme. And then you do those three and you move on to the next one. So you're building that consistency around the themes and the how you're managing the expectations. But there's also consistency around the tone. Like if you set the expectation that it's a one-on-one interview every time and you continue to do that, you're going to build an audience. You've built that consistency. But if you keep changing it back and forth without the audience expecting it, I think that's kind of the wrong way to approach a podcast. And you know, it's really goes all the way from the time you launch it to how you market it. Just remember, when you launch a B2B podcast, it's really about content building. And more important than anything, it's about building a following and a community. So to me, that kind of defines consistency. Again, from a timing perspective, a tone, the content, all of those things are important when it comes to consistency.
Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. And you know, I think you really touched on something with this expectation theme. So when it comes to managing and meeting your audience expectations around consistency, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I talk a lot about managing expectations, and I really think it's key in B2B podcasting. If it's monthly and you position it that way, and that's what people begin to expect, then you do it monthly, you'll build that audience. If you position it as weekly, again, you're meeting those expectations if you're doing it every week. And completely, one of the worst things I think you can do, in my opinion, is build that expectation around the consistency of the timing of the show, and then you start and stop. I mean, I feel like you've got to go into it and you have to step back sometimes. And I kind of talk to people about this. Step back from the initiative. People get very excited about it, but step back and think about the content and how much content you think you can create. And we're going to do a whole episode about kind of content and where you can find it and how you can come up with it, because a lot of people struggle with that. But if you feel like you can do and execute flawlessly on a podcast and all of the marketing around it, and you can do it weekly, and you have that much content, and you want to be podcasting on a regular basis like that, then set that expectation up front. If you think it's twice a month and you have a runway of content and ideas, then set that expectation up front. That's around the timing and kind of how to think about managing expectations. But I also think you can manage the expectations through the tone and always having sort of the same tone and the same format. I think people would find it a little disjointed if you have one episode that's 5 minutes and then one that's 35 minutes or an hour. So you have a lot of things to think about when it comes to being consistent. And I feel like that's definitely one of the keys to building and launching a great B2B podcast.
Okay, that makes sense. Thanks, Greg. I appreciate you sharing your perspective with us on consistency. And to all you listeners out there, please join us on our next podcast, Pointers, where we'll be discussing quality.
Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you found the information helpful. I look forward to seeing you here back again for our next episode. And as always, feel free to check out our website for more information. The team here at Podcast 609 is always here to address and support any of your podcasting needs, and we can be found at podcast609.com. And until the next episode.